This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Welcome to Gospel Study, a radio ministry brought to you by Storos Ministries of Melbourne, Florida. Your host for Gospel Study is Bible teacher and translator Paul Esposito. Stay tuned immediately following today's program for more information. And now here with today's program is Paul Esposito.
And I welcome everyone back once again to the Gospel Study radio program and podcast. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you, near and far. Thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me. These last couple days, I've been pretty wound up because I've been pretty upset with some of these things that I'm reading and seeing with my eyes, and I'm really grateful to know and to see that the Lord's return is near, but you know, it's a two-edged sword, is the saying. You know, because there's one thing which ushers in, well, actually a couple things, the return of the Lord. And to have the Lord coming back in our generation means that the world is as it was in the days of Lot. Remember, like he said before, the Gospel of Luke, he says, not only as it was in the days of Noah, but he says there, as it was in the days of Lot. Interesting thing, isn't it? How was it in the days of Lot? You have to ask yourself, what describes the days of Lot? And that is rampant homosexuality. Really, to be honest with you, I can say that here this year, here it is, me recording this Friday, April the 4th. I can say this today, if this program can be repeated next April the 4th and the April 4th after that, I highly doubt that. But I can say it here today. If you don't hear me here the next time, then you'll know that someone took umbrance with that and you won't hear me again. But this is the word of the Lord. As it was in the days of Lot, so it will be when the Son of Man returns. And what describes the day of Lot? What characterizes it? You got to go to Genesis chapter 19 and see where it says there in Genesis 19, friends. It says the young and the old surrounded the two angels and insisted on raping them. Interesting, isn't it? The young. You know, when I ask myself the question, where did the young learn that? Where could the young homosexuals learn this particular attitude? And really, there's two answers to that I can think of. Number one, they learned it at school. They learned it at Sodom Elementary, I guess you could put it, right? It's like, you know, going down the street, you know, and you see these bumper stickers. There's one bumper sticker you probably won't see. My child is an honors student at Sodom Elementary. Might not see that on a bumper sticker. And number two, they learned it from homosexual parents, would be my understanding. That's what happened in Sodom. It's either one of those two things. And Solomon says there's nothing new under the sun. We know that history repeats itself. And we're seeing that right here now in this country as well. But here today, and really what we're doing here in this radio program, Gospel Studies, we study the New Testament verse by verse. Let me just say, you know, I won't be silent. I refuse to be silent. I continue to call it as it is. I'll call sin as it is, and we will not shy away and be embarrassed to preach and teach the Word of God. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to teach and preach the word of God. That's what I do. That's what I will continue to do, is preach the truth and preach the word. And that's what I do at the church that I pastor as well, Island Community Church, where we preach and teach the word, and we're not afraid of the consequences for doing it. And that is, we honor God by preaching his word. It's my duty to preach and share the word of God with you. And it's my passion. Now, we're in 2 Corinthians. We're looking here in chapter 1. Now, we're looking, let's pick it up here in verse 8 today. First, let me say, if you'd like to hear these other programs, you can do that by going to gospelstudy.net, is where you'll, and there at that page, there's a link that says Gospel Study is now podcast. Click here. That will take you to my podcasting company. There's some 3 or 4 years. If you want to go back and analyze and look for things that I've said for good or for bad, if you want to try to condemn me for my views, there's enough stuff on there to string me up so that no one here will ever hear my voice again. Or if you are a believer and a lover of the Word of God, then there's enough stuff in there, I pray, to open your eyes to see and to hear the truth. It's up to you. It all depending on what your motives are. I pray that you love the Lord, because it's not the time anymore where just Christ followers follow a program like this, whether it's on podcasts or on the radio. That's not the case anymore. This is where the enemy goes, because the enemy is drawn here for whatever reason. So gospelstudy.net, and the link on there says Gospel Study is now podcast. That's where you're going to hear all of these programs as well. The church I pastor, Island Community Church, we're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. Small fellowship, but we would love to see you on Sunday morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, starting in verse 8. For we do not desire you to be ignorant, brothers, concerning our affliction, which happened to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. Have you ever found yourself there? Well, you're in good company if you have, that you have despaired even of life, that things were so bad in your life. Maybe the pain was so bad you were enduring some kind of sickness. Maybe you were hurt so bad by someone in your family so that you despaired even of life. Oh, Paul can relate. He's been there, right there with you, friends. We had the sentence of death in ourselves. And then you see these two little words, so that. Interesting. We had the sentence of death in ourselves so that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. In other words, this is a win-win situation. You can't lose here. Naturally, the place that this leads me to is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Let me turn there. Proverbs 3, 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Friends, when you don't understand what you're going through, when you don't understand why you're suffering, that's a key word here in this text here, is suffering. We read in Romans chapter 8, it says that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ if we suffer with him. Philippians 1:29, it says, to you it has been granted, that's the word charis, means gift, where the spiritual gift comes from. To you it has been gifted. It's in a little box with a bow on it and a little tag on it that says to and from. To you it has been gifted not only to believe, but to suffer for his sake. We don't understand it really. More often than not, we don't understand it. But trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Don't try to understand it yourself. Just trust God that he's got your back, that he's going to see you through. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Oh, this is what we need to do. Don't trust in yourself. Don't try to understand it yourself. Don't try to use your understanding to get out from under a situation that you're in. But trust God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Don't go back on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him. God, I can't do this without you. In all my ways, I acknowledge you. Lord, I've missed the mark before. Lord, this has happened to me before. I've guessed wrong. Lord, I've taken matters into my own hands and haven't trusted in you before. Lord, in all your ways, acknowledge it. Lord, I can't do this without you. Lord, I can't get through this struggle without you. Lord, I can't make it without you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I trust in you. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And also here, it says, we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, who raises the dead. In other words, we need to be like those three Hebrews that are in the burning fiery furnace, if you ask me. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, remember them? As I said earlier, history repeats itself, and it does. The time is coming where there's going to be an image again set up here in the end of the age. You can read that in Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 through 18, where there's an image and everyone has to bow down and worship him. Well, that's happened before in the past. Daniel chapter 3, when the king Nebuchadnezzar set up an image, forced everyone to bow down to it, and they refused to do it, and they got thrown into the burning fiery furnace, and they said, look, we will not bow down and worship this image. Our God is able to deliver us. And then they said, but if not, we still won't do it. We still won't bow down and worship the image. And that leads us to our next verse, our last verse here. It says, this is verse 10, who delivered us from so great a death and is delivering us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us. I love that. This is the Greek word ruatai. In all three forms, God did deliver us in the past. God is delivering us. That's right here in the here and now, right here today. God's still delivering you. And we trust that he will still deliver us. Ruatai, that's the word in the future tense. This I know, friend, God is in the delivering business. He's delivered you in the past. He's delivering you today. You have no idea how many times and how often an angel has stopped you from falling today. And he will deliver you in the future. But this we know, just like those three Hebrews. But if not, we still won't do it. We still won't give up. We still won't give up living and breathing in the truth of the Word of God, friends. Let's be on God's side today. God's in the delivering business. He's delivered you in the past. He's delivering you today. He's promised to deliver you in the future. Let's you and I be just like those three Hebrews that said, but if not, we still won't do it. We still won't bow down and worship the image, and we still won't bow down and accept sin and call sin acceptable here in this country and here in this world. I thank you for joining me. We'll be back again soon in our ongoing study in 2 Corinthians. Until then, I pray God's very best for all of you.
Thank you for listening today to Gospel Study. Storrs Ministries of Melbourne, Florida is a ministry focused on bringing God's Word to the community through their own Bible translation, the Apostles' Bible, and through the teaching of the entire New Testament, verse by verse. For more information, log on to gospelstudy.net. Send your emails to paul@gospelstudy.net. Be with us again at the same time for another exciting look into the Word of God.
Treasures of this world, we run to a glorious street.